Isn't there something else that goes by that name, Katie, though? I mean, I saw it, and I don't think that was on I-10.
I don't think so. Katie is the town.
You
might have seen a sign.
I did, that I was seeing.
Two.
They called it
Katie Freeway.
I was seeing the name. Yeah. Well, what was east and west? What was the...
Well, the west, it was just a very vague, indeterminate sort of thing. Post Oak Road was the east boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now the loop, the 610 loop.
Mm-hmm.
That's Post Oak Road. Okay, Westheimer went west from there in a long strip along the Westheimer Road. The Spring Branch area was actually a little bit west of Post Oak Road. There's some industrial area right down near Post Oak, where Katy Highway runs into Post Oak. But west of that industrial area was the Spring Branch residential area, which was originally settled by German farmers. But by the 30s, they was beginning to become working class and white collar residential. Small frame houses, all on individual plots of land. There's no ghetto over there. There were never any shotgun houses. Never any of the shacks, as we used to call them. But we didn't have ghettos like northern ghettos, because there aren't any big, huge apartment projects or things like that for poor people. They all lived in little teeny, three-room shotgun houses up on concrete blocks, usually.
What areas was that in?
Now, that's like Fourth Ward. That's down on Gray and Dallas, close to town. You'll find some of them a little bit north of town, places like the Bottoms. It's called Sweeney Edition, spelled S-W-I-N-E-Y, so I used to think it was Swiney. They call it the Bottoms, partly because it was in a low area just north of the bayou that flooded, and partly because if you got there, there wasn't much lower you could go.
Okay.
That was poor even to the poor black people. You would be ashamed to be from the Bottoms.
Was that was a black area there?
Yes, right north of Buffalo Bayou, close to downtown. And there used to be a lot of the shotgun houses, mostly rent houses, out the Gulf Freeway, but that's all been gone for 15 years because when they bought the property for all those big interchanges, mm-hmm. like where 59 comes into the Gulf Freeway and where the loop comes around to the Gulf Freeway, all of that area was very poor black shotgun houses. I don't ever know of any development like that for whites. Now, there was bound to be some equivalent for whites, but I never saw a white area that was quite as closely packed with the little three-room shacks.
What about Pasadena?
Pasadena's always been single-family dwelling and some apartments, and it's lower middle to lower class, working class. Not necessarily poor, because a lot of them are union people. A lot of them are oil-field workers, and a lot of them are... industrial workers.
I mean, it's been above welfare.
Yes. As long as I know, it has always been. It used to be a separate little town, but it's been so close to Houston that for 50 years it's been virtually a part of it, even though it still is a separate city and has its own mayor and its own council and everything else. It's for all practical purposes part of Houston and has always thought of itself as being part of greater Houston. Just like the villages. We almost never think of the villages as a separate entity unless it's a question of taxes.
Your mailing address is Houston, though, right?
Oh, yes. The only time we would ever put Piney Point Village as an address is on the income tax forms, because with the revenue sharing, the Piney Point Village is eligible